That was The Cold Lake Car Wash and Liquor Store by Bad Pearl. Thanks so much for listening to This Just In, bringing you all of the newest and freshest music every week, broadcasting live from CFRC Radio 101.9 FM.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. and you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Whiplash with your host, Aaron. Or recently, as I've been called, Mr. Steal Your Girl. But that, I think, is a story for another time. But seems to continuously ring true. but today, I've mainly picked some feel-good songs, or at least they make me feel good. Yeah, I haven't been in the studio, I think, in a couple weeks, so I'm super happy to be back, and it's starting to feel a little bit like summer, in that I am slaving away every single day at my minimum wage job, but it's all worth it because I have so many concerts lined up this summer that I am super, super excited to go to. Some I may go to by myself, as in I haven't bought the tickets yet, but we'll see. We'll see. I feel like I'm looking at going to Metric next week by myself, probably. I don't know. I haven't decided. We'll see. And I'm also looking at going to Wolf Alice. But I think I'll update you. I mentioned it a little bit. Maybe. Who knows? Maybe that was on my After Dark show. Oh, my After Dark show premiered. My season two of Whiplash After Dark premiered last week, I want to say. And that was incredibly fun. It's right after the witching hour on Tuesday nights. I guess it's technically Wednesday morning. Well, Wednesday midnight, but I feel like that doesn't translate well. So it's like Tuesday midnight, but like not really. It's after the witching hour. So like 12 a.m. on Wednesday. But that was really fun. If you want to go check that out, I did something that I've kind of been working on since last summer. There's a lot of talking, I will say, that it's like heavy, like internet lore from these like weird, bizarre internet girls who have kind of been like manufactured in a way, and some of them are really, really scary. There's like I think I did like cyborgs, I did like an android, or these like robot seeming girl like Poppy and like Mars Argo, and I kind of delved into the lore with like Titanic Sinclair. Yeah, but segueing kind of into lore, I went to go see Magdalena Bay a few weeks ago with May from The Mood with May. Thank you so much, girly, for getting me that ticket. It was actually incredible. Like, the performance was crazy. There was like props, and it was like theater. And yeah, I don't know. It was way, way, way better than I was anticipating. Her voice is incredible. Like, that girl got pipes. Let me tell you that. But it was incredible. The Imaginal Disc Tour, and I am actually currently wearing the shirt for it as well. The merch was so cool. It was really original, which I love to see. I hate seeing people's stupid faces like printed on T-shirts. I feel like it's a reoccurring theme, but it makes me so upset. Like, I don't want to see your face or, like, I don't know, the cover art on a shirt. Like, give me something original, something fresh, unique. Like, I don't know. And I feel like not enough people are doing that. I feel like only smaller artists do that, which shouldn't be the case because I feel like they don't have the funds to, like, pay people, you know? Someone sent out a mass email blast to these, like, huge artists being like, get smaller artists to do your merch, because I guarantee they'd sell probably a lot. No, that's a lie. They, well, I don't know. I can't speak for other people, but that's what I want. Anyway, I will say up first is Death and Romance, which is probably my favorite track off of Imaginal Disc. And then we have a new track from Yule, and then a new track from Afternoon Bike Ride. So yeah, this is Magdalena Bay on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm fixate on a comer or a smiley face. Details drive me mad and I don't try this brain. It has a mind of its own. I mind my own business, but it steals me for a ride. And so
just heard Oh No edit version by Afternoon Bike Ride, which is an artist that was recommended to me by a fellow host, May of the Mood with May, as I've already mentioned within this hour. And then before that was a new song from Yule, who I'm really, really, really liking. They are, I think, an English and Filipino artist, yeah, they're dropping a lot of music recently, so I'm hoping for an album and hopefully I go see them live, because honestly the production's crazy. And then I started that set off with Death and Romance by Magdalena Bay off of their 2024 album Imaginal Disc. If you're just tuning in, this is Whiplash on CFRC 101.9 FM. I actually had a friend say that she was super jealous that I was going to see Magdalena Bay live, because Imaginal Disc, they said Imaginal Disc is the best album of 2024, which, like, I did not agree with at the time. And I still don't agree with, but it's certainly a lot higher up than it was before I went to go see them. I've been listening to it so much, and it's such a nice, like, driving album. I don't know. I feel like there's always something new. You always hear something new with every listen. So that's really cool. And with the sunny weather, it's really been nice. That is what I've been listening to the most recently. Also, MJ Lenderman, because I went to go see him like a couple days after Magdalena Bay, which was incredible. Like, I could have wept. It was, oh my gosh, it was magical. Truly, 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 truly magical. It was great. Like, it was also so nice to see, like, no one really recording and like no one on their phones. It's always so refreshing to be in a crowd like that. And shout out to MJ Lenderman for cultivating that environment, because I feel like it's really, really rare these days. So the American Music Awards just happened, the AMAs, which I totally forgot was a thing. And that is because they have not had it in the last 2 years. So I don't know why they thought this year would be a good time. But apparently the ratings were so low. And the host was J-Lo. Jennifer Lopez, Miss Jenny from the Block, and her big performance was her doing like a medley of other people's songs, like not even her own, which I think is kind of crazy. And they only, I'm saying this, I didn't watch it. I'm fully just stealing these jot notes from someone else's like video online, but apparently, they only announced 6 awards in 2 hours, and like none of the people who won those awards, and they have like over 30 awards, by the way, were in attendance. Like none of them, which I think is insane. So everyone who accepted like those 6 awards sent in like a video, like a pre-recorded video. And I think The Weeknd won one, and I don't know. He's so high up on his horse. Like, someone needs to knock him down, because he's really starting to, like, honestly, he's such a meme at this point, especially with his last movie. I don't know. I don't know if he's just poor at acting, or like, I think he just tries to, I can't even describe what he's trying to do. It's actually horrific. It's actually so bad. Like with the Idol and then whatever this latest movie was called, with Jenna Ortega. Poor girl. I want to see Jenna Ortega in like more drama roles. I kind of want to see her move away from horror. Like, I think she's already a well-established like screen queen. But anyway, yeah, The Weeknd accepted his award, and it was like a smudged, dusty, blurry screen. Like, you could barely even see his face. Like, it was just dirty, which is crazy. But also seeing Jennifer Lopez perform to They Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar is actually insane. It's something that I never would have like put on like my 2025 bingo. Which maybe I think next year for 2026, I'm actually going to put the most absurd things that I can think of. And I feel like that would be more likely than the rational ones, because something's in the air. Something is in the air. And also another highlight would be that Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, which I still think is a crazy pairing, by the way. Like, how did they get together? Maybe they met on The Voice. Maybe that's what it was. Didn't he like cheat or something? I don't know. This is crazy. So they, you know how they have like the giant screen like over the stage. So Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani pre-recorded their performance, and they literally just played it on the screen, like as if they were live, as if like the cameras were like, you know, picking up a live. No, it was just so bad. It was so, 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 so bad. I hope the American Music Awards die out, because what happened is like actually horrific. Actually, just any award shows ever, I'm just like getting tired. I'm getting sick of it. Like, it's the same thing over and over. It's just boring, tacky, cliche. And another thing with the Oscars, sorry, I get the names confused. The Oscars, they only, I don't know if you saw, but they just passed like I'm going to call it a bill. It's definitely not a bill, but the criteria where everyone on like their committee or whatever has to watch every single movie. Like, were we not doing that already? Like, it makes me so upset. Like, why were we not giving the same amount of time and attention to, like, all of these movies? And it makes so much sense, I think, for some of the past winners. I think other things definitely deserve to win. But that's something I can maybe address, like, after, like, at a later time. But that was so infuriating when that news came out. I think we need to get, like... We need to get one person from, like, every film course at, like, every university to be on the Oscar committee, because I think that would be really, really funny. And I want them all to, like, present their cases. Like, it's like a Jubilee video where they're all sitting in, like, a circle, and I want to see them, like, discuss and, like, yell at each other. I think that would be really, really, really entertaining. But... Alas, back to the music. Up next is a new release from Benches off of their EP that came out last week, maybe. Kill the Lights. And then after that, I have some nostalgia picks that I think, I don't know, really fit with the mood that I'm feeling today. So, yeah, up next is Benches on CFRC 101.9 FM. That was Clearest Blue by Churches off of their album Every Open Eye, which was re-released, I think, for their 10th anniversary, which is really, really cool. I remember when it came out, my dad and I really, really liked that album. And then before that was It's No Good by Depeche Mode. I really wanted to throw a Depeche Mode song in there, and I was like, This is the one I'm feeling. And then before that was Reach by Benches off of their new EP, Kill the Lights. And during that little, my last set there, I just found out that Diddy, as in like Sean Combs, I think that's his name, Kid Cudi just testified a few days ago saying that Diddy broke into his home and unwrapped all of his family's Christmas presents and locked his dog in the bathroom. And apparently it's true. I had to look it up because I can't trust anything like on social media anymore, but I did look it up, and a lot of news articles have reported it. But I think, not that I doubt that he didn't do that, but I think people could literally say anything at this point, like literally anything, like heinous, any heinous act. And I'm pretty sure the jury and the court would probably believe that Diddy did it. Because, I mean, he's done far worse stuff. So if people are lying, good for them. Just make him look terrible. I mean, he looks terrible anyway, but like make him look actually insane. But we are reaching toward the end of today's show. And up next, I picked two of my favorite LCD Sound System songs, or at least the ones I've been listening to a lot recently. And I say that because I never really got the hype about LCD Sound System, and it's taken me this long to start getting into him. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy my picks, and you can rest assured that, yes, I am getting into this era of sleaze as time goes by. Yeah, up first is All My Friends by LCD Sound System on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Was Oh Baby by LCD Sound System, and before that was All My Friends, also by LCD Sound System. We are at the end of this beautiful hour on this Friday afternoon, and I know that you've loved it so much, but in the case that you have not enjoyed this episode of Whiplash, don't worry, next week will be completely different. And if you have any suggestions or recommendations, just, you know, shoot them to the @whiplash_CFRC or .CFRC on Instagram. I am all ears, but I only have one song left for today. I really hope that you have enjoyed and you have a fantastic rest of your week and an even better weekend. Same thing. I just said the same thing twice. Who knows? Maybe some more crazy pop culture stuff will happen. But I don't tend to be on my phone most of these days. Like I said, I've been at work a lot. So keep me up to date with the pop culture. If I miss anything, because I love to keep relevant with what the kids are talking about these days. Just the ridiculous things happening in the world, because people are ridiculous, and I don't think they'll ever stop being so. But let's keep the party going by the B-52s on CFRC 101.9 FM. Bye.